Track 6. This lesson will cover how to say who, what, why, when, and where, starting on page 16. Here is the word for who.
Awina. Awina.
Who's this?
Awina Awa. Awina Awa. Awinana is who is that? Awinana.
If you recall from last lesson, awa is this and anna is that. It kind of denotes distance. Awa would be this, as in somebody a little bit closer. So who is this person? And anna would be that person, like over there a bit, a little bit of a distance away. So it's important to choose whichever word suits the context of when you're asking the question. So let's try it again. Repeat after Judy. Who is that?
Awina Anna. Awina Anna.
Continuing with page 16, we're now on to the question, what? Here is how you ask what.
Tansi.
Incidentally, it's also how you ask the question, how.
Tansi.
When you see it written, however, you might notice that it would sound like this.
Tanisi.
But it is more correctly pronounced by fluent speakers as
Tansi.
Here's how to ask, what is that?
Ki guai anma. Ki guai anma.
Now let's repeat after Judy asking, what is their name?
Tansi si kasu. Tansi si kasu.
Now ask the question for what is this?
Tanso mai sikatek. Tanso mai sikatek.
And now the question for what is that?
Tansan ma esikatek. Tansan ma esikatek.
Here's how you ask why. Repeat after Judy.
Taniki. Taniki.
Here's how you ask when. Repeat after Judy.
Tanspi. Tanspi.
Now repeat after Judy asking, when will you be going?
Tanspi ewitutean. Tanspi ewitutean.
Now repeat after Judy asking the question, when will he or she or that person be arriving?
Tanspi ewi pe tagutet. Tanspi ewi pe tagutet.
Do you remember how to ask where?
Tande. Tande.
And now ask how.
Tansi. Tansi.
Do you know how to ask, how are you?
Tansi kia. Tansi kia.
Okay, we're going to do one quick review of how to ask who, what, why, when, where, and how. Do you remember how to ask who?
Awina.
Do you remember how to ask what?
Danse.
Now ask why.
Danike.
Now ask when.
Dansbi.
Do you remember how to ask where?
Dande.
And lastly, ask how.
Danse.
Just before we conclude this track, I'm going to include a longer question that Judy asked. Just listen.
Do you know if Delaney's coming?
If you recall what we covered already, we asked the question, when are they going to arrive?
When are they going to arrive?
That's different from the question that Judy's asking, which is, do you know if Delaney is going to arrive? Listen again. Kikskaten kispin means, do you know if? Of course, it doesn't mean anything on its own. You have to follow that with your question. But that's the beginning of the question of, do you know if? Listen again to the whole thing.
Kikskaten kispin delenie wipetagutet.
Another sound in that question, and it's a sound that you'll hear often, is be. Be is not a word on its own, but it indicates that it is an action that is coming towards the person speaking. So in this case, Judy's asking, do you know if Delaney is arriving? And you'll hear this be, which means coming towards, just before the verb for arriving. Listen again.
Kikskaten kispin Delaney wi petagutet. The petagutel means he or she is arriving. E petagutetik, that's more than one person arriving.
So now try to repeat after Judy and ask the question, do you know if Delaney is arriving?
Kikskaten kispin Delaney wi petagutet.
Okay, very good. You stuck it out this long. This brings us to the end of track 6. Thank you for listening.